don't watch that shit.
Why not? Too scared?
No. No, it's just, what's the point? They're all the same. Some stupid killer stalking some big-breasted girl who can't act, who's always running up the stairs when she should be going out the front door. It's insulting. What are you waiting for, huh? Because nobody admits anything they've done!
Hello, boils, ghouls, non-binary creatures of the night. We are back with another episode of the Scream Queens. I'm Cece.
And I'm Jess. What's up?
Hey.
Woo!
We've spent a lot of time together this week.
We have. Oh my God. I mean, it was a month apart, so we kind of had to.
Yes. So we are back and we're happy because we got to see each other for a little while. We got to do some fun stuff.
Played Among Us. I finally played Among Us with everybody.
Yes, that was awesome.
That's so much fun.
I know. It's like
I want to play again.
I know. I got a new mouse for my laptop today. Finally, I got a mouse for it. So I'm like, I want to play so bad.
Oh, you fancy? You fancy? I got a mic arm finally, like you Miss Fancy Podcaster. So now I feel like a fancy podcaster.
I know. If I don't sound as clear tonight, I am on a headset. So normally I'd have my mic, but it's okay. Just so you all know. What else do we have to talk about? We didn't get to meet the person, but we got to see Earl the Squirrel.
We did. Oh my God. We went to Universal.
Yes.
Oh my God. I forgot about that. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
It's been a while. It's been like 4 days. What? Yeah. We went to Universal. We got to see the tribute store and get eaten by the Nutcracker at the entrance.
Yeah.
That was super fun. Yeah, I got the hot cocoa bomb. We did not get any nutty nog because it was like literally 9 a.m.
Yeah.
And, you know, I condone day drinking, but I don't think my stomach could have handled nutty nog that early.
That's like a creamy the hot chocolate. And alcohol.
I like Bailey's, but I really feel like alcohol should not be mixed with milky things.
I
don't know. I know I'm alone. Like, you guys like eggnog. Nope. It like,
No, I understand. It's not for everybody.
Milky things. But yeah, the hot cocoa bomb, it was good. But oh my God, that was some like chocolatey hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Like you saw it, Cece. It was thick.
Because the hot chocolate was already there. And then you add the little chocolate bomb thing and it made it even more chocolatey. It was right. Like, holy shit.
Normally, hot cocoa bombs, like from what I've seen, it's milk, like it's boiled milk. And then you put the hot cocoa bomb in and that's the hot cocoa. But this was already hot chocolate. Then with a ball of chocolate with hot cocoa mix and marshmallows inside of it to dissolve into the hot chocolate.
Wow.
Oh my God. I had such a sugar rush, which was great because I was very tired. But yeah.
Yeah, we had fun, but it was a very tiring day. We didn't get a lot of sleep the night before, but we did get to see the tribute store, which is the main reason we wanted to go. And see that.
And you got your Grinch spirit jersey.
Yes, my husband got me a nice gift for Christmas, my spirit jersey that I've been wanting for a while, so I'm happy about that. But any other news regarding Universal HHN?
It was really interesting. So this weekend, you know, they hit capacity, of course. It's Christmas time. What can we expect? But what was interesting to me is they probably have done it before, but just the wording on the social media post was like, hey, we're closed. We're not, like, it was like, we really don't plan on reopening today. So come visit us another time. Good luck.
Wow.
Better luck next time. And I was just very like, I wasn't like offended by it or anything like that. It was just, the way they worded it was very just like matter of fact, like we're not going to open again. Sorry. Don't fucking come here. But yeah.
I mean,
oh, wait, I do. I'm sorry. No, say what you're going to say. And then I do have HHN news. Oh, my God.
Yes. I think I know what you are going to talk about.
Probably.
Oh, I was just going to say that's very blunt of them. And sometimes you need that. So.
Oh, absolutely. Some people don't get the hint that like closed means closed. Capacity is a thing.
Yeah.
And like legally, especially, the theme parks cannot allow more than the capacity that they are allowed currently and in normal times.
Yeah.
Magic Kingdom can reach like what it's like. There's like three levels of closures.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one is like nobody can come in besides employee, like cast members, obviously. But like you can't come in. I'm sorry. And that's just kind of where Universal was at this weekend.
Yeah, it happens. So, but yes, I'm excited
for our HHN news. Yes. Okay. So some pictures surfaced this week or last week, late last week, of some props from the Billie Eilish house, guys. Well, it wasn't said so bluntly, but it was a bed, like a headboard, like a wooden headboard. And in the headboard was carved, "When we all fall asleep, where do we go?"
Mm-hmm. Which is one of her albums.
So, I mean, right.
And in the lyrics to, I believe, "Bury a Friend" as well.
Yep.
Yeah, there was like a bedpost. There was like
cutouts of people.
Yeah, like all these like ghosts, like almost zombie ghostly figures, which somebody pointed out was like
it's from a video where they're like in the tree line, yeah, like, staring at her or something. I'm not really like knowledgeable on her performances and videos. I love her music, but I really haven't watched much.
Yeah. So that was pretty cool. I was really sad to see that stuff because I still was really hoping to see her house, but I understand. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was cool, but it was sad for me.
Oh, yeah. No, same. I was like, oh, it actually looks really cool.
I know. Oh.
That sucks. But then I also saw someone else had posted that. I don't know how much truth is in this because I don't personally know them. And they're the only one I've seen post anything like this. She had a bee, like a gray bee with like green dripping like goo on the top of it. She said that was from the Billie Eilish house.
Oh, I don't know how. I didn't see that.
Yeah, I don't. It might have been taken down by admins or something because it was in one of the Facebook groups, you know.
Okay.
I don't know if it was Shady Brook or like the HHN one, mm-hmm. but she was saying she like has this one piece that no one else has, and like again, I don't know if that's true or not. If it's true, like that's amazing, good for you. But it's like the letter B, not like a bumblebee.
Okay. Okay. Obviously. I see what you mean. That's what I thought you meant. I was like, what? Okay. I guess. I see what you mean.
I realized I was like, I said B. I should. It's like a silver letter B.
That, oh, like, maybe yeah. Is like, I think I did see that now that you're mentioning that. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe like 6 inches tall. That's how big it looked. It might be bigger. Again, it was Facebook. And I was probably half asleep. I'm sorry. With like green goo dripping down his. So it was interesting. I don't know how much truth there is in that one, but. That's all I have for HHN and Universal right now. Do you have horror news?
I have some, yeah. So this I did not know about until today, and I'm very excited personally. So Robert Eggers, a director who did The Witch, The Lighthouse, and those are the two main ones that I know of. So he's doing another film. I'm really excited. It's apparently a Viking revenge film. It's set to be in Iceland at the turn of the 10th century. I'm excited, one, because I love him and his work, but two, to hear the cast of people that are going to be in this. Alexander Skarsgård, Nicole Kidman, Anya Taylor-Joy, which is the main character from The Witch. She was also in Split. Ethan Hawke, Bjork, like the singer, who I love.
Bjork?
Yes.
Oh my god. Okay.
Yes, and Willem Dafoe too. So it should be very interesting.
Oh my god.
I am so excited.
Oh my god. Is he's
like holy
he's
shit.
He's the one with the creepy face, right? He's
Yes.
You know who I'm talking about? Did we have this conversation where I was like, his face makes me so fucking uncomfortable?
We haven't, but I know exactly what you're talking about because his face is very creepy.
I swear, who did I have that with recently? I swear I had that conversation. Whatever. I had that conversation with somebody and they were like, I understand. I think that's the point. And I'm like, no. I don't think you get it. Him as a human being, his presence makes me uncomfortable. I'm sorry. I don't want to shit on his appearance. That's how I feel.
No, I understand. He's great though. I actually really like him. But yeah, he does. Mm-hmm. His voice works, or his face works for like certain roles really well too.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's exciting. It's called The Northmen. So I'm excited for that. There isn't so much information. That's about all I have right now for that. So that's exciting. The other thing, I could take or leave, but I figured I'd put something in here. So I don't know if you ever saw the movie Orphan.
Yes.
The girl that had like the I don't know what it was exactly. It made her look young and she was like older. Yeah. So they're coming back with a new one.
Really?
It was in 2009, I guess, that the original came out. Mm-hmm. The new one's called Orphan First Kill. So.
Oh my God. Is it like an origin of her? Oh my God. Oh my God. Sorry. I'm so excited. Okay. I like that movie.
It is. It's a prequel. Yep. Yes. So it's going to be a combination of forced perspective shooting and a world-class makeup team being used again to allow the 23-year-old actress to play the character again. Filming is set to wrap on Orphan First Kill pretty soon. So the actress, Isabel Furman, she actually posted a picture of herself on Instagram the other day with her face and hands all bloody just from like shooting the movie, I guess. She's like, shaving cream showers and a whole lot of fake blood. This is our last week on Esther. So that's interesting. I don't know. I saw this movie when I was younger, so maybe it wasn't as like, I thought it was weird when I was younger.
But that, I remember seeing it in theaters and like loving it. But I also, in 2009, I was either in 9th or 10th grade. So my opinion back then was probably shit. Yeah, but, So I'd love to revisit Orphan maybe like closer to when this one comes out.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think I'm going to give it another chance.
Yeah, because wait, so is it the same actress from the original playing the same character?
Yes.
Oh shit, and they're just going to do makeup. Oh my God, that's cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. I like that. And I like that it's like for like perspective shots as well as.
Yeah. Because she's actually only. She's only 23 now.
Yeah, she was like a child when she filmed it.
Yeah, she still looks very young. So I think they'll make it work.
That's awesome. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I am. I'm interested to see how that'll go. So that's about all I have. But I thought those were two cool things to talk about today.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
So I guess before we, you know, get on to our main segment, I think we got to go to the promo corner.
Yes, we do. Well, take it away, Jess.
Hey, guys, what's up? It is Jess, and I am back with this week's promo corner. So this week, you know, as always, we're featuring a small shop, another creator, anything like that. This week, we have another small shop for you guys, and I know Cece is so excited about this one because she actually just ordered from them. This week, we are so happy to promote the Sad Babes Club. How on brand is that for us, guys? Come on. The Sad Babes Club is an apparel shop. They also do some accessories, and it's all, you know, dark and spooky themed. I'm looking right now. There is literally a shirt on their website that is two skeletons like riding on a little sleigh with a pumpkin in the front and a black cat and flames behind them. Come on. And it looks like they're pretty size inclusive, which is great. I also see some headbands and the cutest thing, leftover fabric. They make like little reusable makeup wipes, like makeup cotton rounds. So definitely check out the Sad Babes Club, guys. They are offering a free shipping promotion for the Scream Queens listeners. So if you guys want to check them out, use the code HOLIDAYSHIP. That's going to get you free shipping on your order. Their shop actually just reopened 2 days ago with a bunch of new stuff as well. So go check them out. You can also find them on Twitter at the Sad Babes Club, and their website where you can order directly is thesadbabesclub.bigcartel.com. So definitely check them out. And now back to the Scream Queens.
All right. Thank you so much, Jess, for covering our awesome new promo corner. And be sure to check out on our Twitter. We do usually post, if not the night of, around the week of when the episode comes out, a link usually to find the shop or artist that we talk about.
Yes.
All right. So let's get into, we haven't even talked about what we're getting into today yet.
I know. I just realized that. I'm like, oh my God. They don't even know. Well, they know by
the title. They know by the title, but that's about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to hit them with it?
Sure. I'm really excited because I still can't remember because of HHN brain if I went to this house or not, but we are covering HR Blood and Guts Presents Holidays of Horror.
Woo! I'm so excited. This is one of my, and I like put it in like my top five regret I missed that house. You know, see, like that list. Like,
yeah, and I know I went that year and I know I did the thing, but I don't remember if I did this house.
Oh, I thought you meant like the thing, like you did the HHN. That was the thing, but then I remember the thing was a house.
Yes, yes.
I was like, yeah, you did the thing. No, you did. You did the thing.
Yeah. Yep. And that's okay. Like the only house I really remember from that year, but I know I did it. So like, I feel like I had to have maybe seen this one. I'm not sure. But the premise of it, I am in love with. And I hope someday maybe it'll come back.
I know. Oh, I have theories. We will discuss at the end. Okay. Remind me.
Yes. All right.
Remind me. Okay. So are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to give you guys like our basic year location description that I've been giving. But before we get into the full description of the house, I am going to give you guys a background on H.R. Blood and Guts, the character and the person. So we're going to start. It's called H.R. Blood and Guts Presents Holidays of Horror. Holidays of Horror?
Yeah.
Of Horror. I thought it was in horror at one point. I wanted to make sure. So, this was in 2011, so that is HHN 21, which, I mean, if you know anything about 21, that is the year of Lady Luck. Mm-hmm. To me, it feels like the lost year right behind, Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
You know, like, everyone just kind of forgets about Lady Luck as an icon. She's just kind of there. Mm-hmm. I love her. I love the backstory. If you guys don't know, we'll cover her, you know, in a future episode because we're definitely going to get into the icons. Lady Luck, she actually appears in every house in one way or another. And her whole thing is that she always offers the main character some kind of decision. And the decision is there's always a right and a wrong. And the wrong one always looks a little more appealing. And that decision ultimately leads them to their death. Right. Because Lady Luck is like, this, you know, she's in disguise. She's actually this like vicious being, but she appears as this very beautiful redhead, you know, all that. So she did appear in here, so we will get to that. But this house was located in the disaster queue, a location we don't have anymore for HHN.
Boo. So,
history. I know. I never got to go through a house in the disaster queue.
I have, and I'm really sad because it was actually right in front of Beetlejuice Graveyard Review too. It was like on the side of it. Yeah. So,
yeah, this was, I actually have that later in the trivia. It was, I believe, the only house or the first house since 2004 to enter through Graveyard Review because they weren't doing a show on the stage that year.
Okay.
All the other ones would enter more on the disaster side. This house actually entered through the Graveyard Review entrance.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The description for this house is join creature feature host H.R. Blood and Guts in his final televised broadcast as he presents a scarathon of holiday-based horror that is guaranteed to cleave you screaming for more.
Oh my god.
I love it. I fucking love it.
I love that.
HHN, the creative team literally just went, you know what? We're going to show you exactly what you're about to get. I love it. Oh,
yeah. I do too.
I'm so jealous of everyone who got to go through this house. Ugh.
I feel like I did, but I don't know. Maybe I didn't. I don't know. Either way, I don't remember it. So
I feel like you would remember his mutton chops. Is that what he has?
Yeah. And the commercial seems so familiar to me, but I think they were playing it throughout the park that night. Like, while you're waiting for some of the houses anyway, I feel like. Or maybe it was that I did go through this one and I just saw it. I don't know.
I do know that they also have used the cue video from this as cue videos in more recent years.
Okay, maybe that's what it was then.
Yeah, sometimes they'll just throw like old cue videos up on the walls just to kind of entertain people. Or it's been like part of other, because I'm pretty sure I've seen it in line. And I'm like, oh, one day I'll see him again.
but
H.R. Blood and Guts, man. So let me give you the background on him. His original name is actually Larry Kurtzberg. He was originally a Broadway performer from the 1930s. And I have to tell you guys, this is all story that the team at HHN Orlando came up with. This is completely an original, not based on anything. They wrote an entire backstory for this guy.
I love it.
Just for this house. It's, oh my God, great. The detail.
Yes.
I could gush for hours about this. This is like the golden age, I feel like, of originals. Like, everybody knows H.R. Blood and Guts in the community, even if you didn't get to go, like me. Mm-hmm. So at the age of 17, he appeared in his first musical, Babe in Arms, at the Schubert Theater on Broadway. He later retired and became a taxidermist. Weird career change, but right on. at yeah. some point in the 70s, we'll get there. At some point in the 70s, he decided, you know, he wanted to be famous again. So he contacted a talent agency in Cary, Ohio.
Woo!
There it is. Woo! There it is, guys. So this all takes place in Cary, Ohio. There's our tie-in. If you know, again, we've talked about Cary before, I'm pretty sure. Have we?
We've had to have.
Oh, I mean, yeah, we've talked about it, but I don't know if it's been in any of the houses we've covered yet. Well, there, I don't think the we can do a whole episode on Cary.
Yeah.
I have some really cool artwork, actually, from like based around Cary, Ohio, from the HHN subscription box on my wall. It's very cool.
Sweet.
Yeah, I will send you a picture of it. It's so, it's got the TV station. It's got the movie theater.
Oh, it's got the
caretaker's home. Yeah, it's really cool. Okay. Back to Larry Kurtzberg. so he went to the talent agency in Cary, Ohio. Later on, he got a call from the assistant or the secretary of the agency. Her name is Moira, who she actually turns out to be Lady Luck in disguise. So this is the decision. So the voicemail he receives gets, "Hello, Larry. Larry, if you're there, please pick up. This is Moira at the Audit Management Associates. Mr. Fell wanted me to call and tell you that the offer to play HR Blood and Guts for the WKNB Midnight Horror Show is the best offer the agency can get you. He understands this isn't great theater, but it has a regular paycheck and you could do worse. He also told me to tell you that if you choose to leave the business to work in your uncle's taxidermy shop, we will not be able to represent you anymore. The choice is yours. Have a nice day." She even told him it was a choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so obviously, you know, what does Larry do? He picks the best option for him, and he decides to play HR Blood and Guts for WKNB. Mm-hmm. Was that a good decision?
we'll see.
So, you know, Larry took the offer, and he started working. It's Channel 21, WKNB. Soon after, the Midnight Horror Show, the Midnight Horror Show became one of the top horror variety shows of the time. And if you know anything about like that era, these horror variety shows were like all the rage. Mm-hmm. Like everyone sat up and watched, you know, give me an example. I'm going blank here. I have blood and guts in my head so much.
I mean, I don't know about way back then, but like people such as like some modern people I get a name would be like Elvira.
Yeah, obviously.
Joe Bob Briggs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
Along those lines. So
yeah,
he became one of the top of the time. And then from there, they kind of branched out and they started doing these original horror comedy specials based around certain holidays. So Valentine's Day, 4th of July, obviously, you know, Halloween was normal, but Christmas, Thanksgiving, stuff like that. So it was tying in horror and the other holidays. At this point, though, Larry had started to take the character maybe a little too seriously. And he started to demand to be called HR Blood and Guts all the time. No more Larry. Larry's dead. Yeah. Don't know her. Exactly. The old Taylor can't come to the phone right now. and he started having these insane mood swings. Like completely lashing out at people. Completely out of character for him. Mm-hmm. About a year later, the show ratings, they start to tank due to the holiday episodes being too disturbing is what the viewers are saying. So, you know, because they don't have the ratings anymore, they're losing the ad revenue. So the producer, John Reynolds, wrote a letter to Larry telling him that the show had to be canceled. So they were so afraid of him that they couldn't even tell him face to face.
Yeah. Wow.
they knew at this point he was so fucked up that if they told him face to face, it wasn't going to be good. The letter also wasn't a good idea because in a demented rage, Larry, HR Blood and Guts, he kidnaps Reynolds and some of the other, you know, TV station crew members and tortured them as he hosted and broadcasted his holiday episodes one last time in this long feature. By the time the police arrived, Reynolds had fatal wounds and later died at the hospital. Other members of the crew were released, but they all quit the TV station. Kurtzberg was arrested and obviously. I mean, what the fuck? We're going to get into some of the shit he did to these crew members. Yeah, I would have quit too. He was arrested and placed in prison for life, showing no remorse for what he had done.
Wow. Do you think
and that is possessed? Just the backstory? I don't think so. I mean, I don't know, because I don't think Lady Luck possesses. Lady Luck, she appears as like different, you know, entities and beings. But I don't think she possesses him. I really think this man just, he made the wrong decision. And through that, he kind of fell too hard into the character, gave it his all, and then suffered for it.
That's scary, though.
Maybe he's like a method actor.
Yeah, that's how I take that's probably sure.
Yeah. Yeah. It's that's just the backstory. We haven't even gotten into the queue. We haven't gotten into the house. That's just the backstory.
So elaborate. I love it.
I know. I love it. I mean, we still get really good backstories now with HHN, but I don't know if we get like a whole ass novel.
Yeah. I miss like all four those paragraphs. Like, websites back in the day too. I think we've talked about that before.
Yeah.
I have the games and like the trivia and stuff. Yeah. So cool.
All the Easter eggs that you could like figure out things. And that's how they used to do the announcements, really, were the websites. But, you know, now we get like our big, you know, PR announcements, which are fine. They're more like grandiose now and everyone's involved. I love it, but I love the dramatics of it now.
Absolutely.
I guess is the best way to put it. It's very dramatic now. So... yeah, we know all about Larry Kurtzberg, a.k.a. HR Blood and Guts. Are we ready to actually experience the house and the facade and the queue?
Yes.
Yes, I know you're ready. Are you crying? Are you so emotional?
No. I'm excited. I know.
Okay. So guests would enter, like we said earlier, in the front entrance of the Beetlejuice's Graveyard Review. So boom, we've mentioned Beetlejuice in this episode, if you're keeping track.
Yes.
always have to. Yes. Always. I'm going to go back. I feel like once we hit a year, and I'm going to make a compilation of every time we talk about Beetlejuice.
Oh my God, we should.
And it's just going to be like you and I, like our voices, and like Aaron and Timmy and whoever else says it. And it's just us going, Beetlejuice, 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 Beetlejuice.
We should make it only three times, though. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I'll make sure it's like divisible by three or something like that. I'll make sure. God.
That's great.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure three is not enough. That's already in this episode.
True.
So, Enter the Graveyard Review, RIP. I miss that show every day.
Me too. I'm fucking
Fast and Furious for my man. Whatever, we're moving on. The queue would go through the theater to a backstage area behind the disaster building, and then the line would like loop around a bunch, and then you would enter the disaster building from the back, and the queue video would play on one of the walls of the buildings. How HHN does, they set up a projector and entertain you. The queue video is hosted by HR Blood and Guts. He introduces multiple scenes that are featured in the house, including Valentine's Day, Independence Day, Easter, Arbor Day, St. Patrick's Day, President's Day, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. Fucking Arbor Day, dude.
It just reminds me of Halloween Town.
Oh, my
brother. Yeah.
Celebrate Arbor Day. we'll actually see these introductions again later on, but we will get to that. The opening scene of the queue video is actually HR Blood and Guts, the producer, John Reynolds, who has been kidnapped. Blood and Guts forces him to start off by saying the following. Hello, everyone. It's once again time for everyone's favorite master of ceremonies, HR Blood and Guts. John then attempts to call for help, saying, you know, if anyone is out there who is actually watching this, then call the police, this guy. And then Blood and Guts stuffs like a rag or something in his mouth to shut him up. And then Blood and Guts takes over and he welcomes everyone to the marathon broadcast, explaining that your dear beloved HR Blood and Guts got the axe and not the fun, literal kind.
Oh my God.
I love this. I love his character. I love the camp. I love the dramatics.
Yes. I was going to say that. He's very like flamboyant and out there, and I love it. It's great.
You know what it kind of feels like almost to me? Maybe not as extreme, but almost like a John Waters character.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, it's just the way he presents himself to me, and like the Q, because I watched the Q video. It's on YouTube. Uh-huh. I think it's like 45 minutes long, but it's there.
Yes.
And I watched a good portion of it, and I was like, I literally feel like I'm watching just some character from like Hairspray or oh my god, what, Pink Flamingo?
Crybaby, Pink Flamingo. Pink Flamingo.
Of them. Pink Flamingo is like just crazy. I love it. I want to see him and Divine like kind of shoot the shit. I feel like that would have been fantastic.
Oh my god, yes.
Ah, I love Divine. So throughout the video, he just is shown torturing Reynolds, the producer, in a different kind of ways, shooting him with an arrow for Valentine's Day, poison ivy for Arbor Day, other things like that. We won't kind of ruin all of the surprise now. So during the St. Patrick's Day scene, his introduction to the next movie is interrupted when the police arrive at the studio and warn him to come out, telling him, "We know you don't want to hurt that man anymore, Larry." To which he responds, "I told you my name is H.R. Blood and Guts."
My God.
Oh, yeah. And that's in all caps. Like, I'm telling you, we have to scream that.
I love it.
So, in the Q video, he then turns and says, "Well, my friends, I hope you enjoyed the final broadcast of the Midnight Horror Show. I know I did." And then he gets up from his chair and slits Reynolds' throat on camera.
I remember this.
Yep.
I totally remember this. Yeah. Because he's like bound to a chair, right? And he's like, yeah, I remember this. So it had to have been either like when they were replaying it in a later year or something, because I definitely remember.
Or you went through it.
Either way.
I'm going to say you did. If you guys got to go through this, can you just like tweet me and tell me how amazing it was, just to add, you know, more pain to me?
Looking at you, Aaron.
Oh my God, I know. Aaron! I'm so jealous. Oh, God. It's okay. So, are we ready to actually enter the house?
Yes. I got to see... Like I said, I still don't remember if I've seen it or not. So I got to watch a really good walkthrough, as good as it could be, because this was an older house the other day. So I'm ready.
Yes. Oh, my God. I think I know which one you're talking about. There's some kind of not so good videos on this on YouTube, but there's some good walkthroughs that are, you know, as good as 2011 can be. But yeah, so... As the guests reach the end of the queue, the start of the house, you actually come up on the dilapidated Channel 21 TV studio in Cary, Ohio. So you enter the studio and you are now becoming part of this broadcast. And I want to preface this by saying, so as we saw in the queue, there were he was introducing each holiday. That actually appears in the house. Before each holiday, there's like a 1950s era TV screen with the introduction of H.R. Blood and Guts introducing that holiday.
Yes.
So you'll see those again in the house. So I'm not going to keep repeating that. Just know before each holiday, you get like a little thing of him like being hokey and like saying, "Ha ha, here is Valentine's Day," or whatever he says.
Yeah. I love it.
It's better like, than that.
It's really cool because it seemed like I remember the TVs from the video, like they kind of like, they like do the little... static for a second, and then he comes on or whatever. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's like a constant loop, but like they have the static in between to kind of break it up.
Yeah.
And oh, it looks so good, guys, the detail in this house. So you enter through the TV station, and H.R. Blood and Guts is there, and he's alternating between welcoming the guests into his final televised broadcast and torturing Reynolds, who is tied to a chair in the studio. So you are right, Cece. He's tied up right there. I'm not sure if he was a live actor or not. I didn't really look hard in the video. I'm not going to lie.
I'm not sure.
Reynolds. I know Blood and Guts was a live actor because he would actually talk to people as they walked in. I did see in a walkthrough. He was like, "Welcome. Do you like my show?" So as you pass Blood and Guts torturing Reynolds, you then enter the first holiday room, which will be Valentine's Day. So what you see around you are numerous severed body parts struck by arrows into the walls as these like evil little cupids attack from different areas throughout the room. Oh, creepy God. Little motherfuckers.
Yes.
Oh my God. We We're going to post pictures as always with this, guys. But like everything in this house was kind of what you expect it to be, but bloody and gross and horror, obviously. I wonder if there's I want to see if I can pull up a picture really fast and describe it. Is there anything? No. So I just want to say what I use for a lot of my research. I listen to Catacombs for a lot of it, but also the HHN wiki is great.
Yes, it is.
Obviously, it's fan made, so you know, only trust the information you kind of know. But it's been pretty great, and it's kind of where we get all of our information. Well, some of the information from our heads, but a lot of it. Yeah. So from there, Valentine's Day, we then exit, and the next holiday is going to be Independence Day / 4th of July. You'll see crates of fireworks on the walls, and there were like racks and shelves everywhere. There actually was a scent of gunpowder in the room. And you see a corpse with a giant firework rocket shoved into its mouth, and zombie Uncle Sam pops out from around the room.
I love that room. When I watched the walkthrough, I was like, it's so cool that you can hear the fireworks going off, and it's just so chaotic.
It was like a full fucking experience in that room.
Yes.
I can only imagine how loud it must have been, like, to actually be in there, because that's the thing, like, loud. I've learned, especially like this past weekend, I went to a haunt. We'll talk about that at the end. I should have mentioned that in news, but, or maybe I'll talk about it next week because it goes with what we're talking about next week.
That's true.
I went to a haunt, and most of the scares I got were loud noises, no actors, just me jumping.
Yeah,
that shit.
Noises is what gets me. That's why I have to plug like at least one of my ears when I'm walking through. I feel like
I was actually Hunter's friend James came with us, and he normally wears what are they called? Oh my god, earplugs! I literally couldn't think of the word. And he said that they actually help. They don't like block out a lot of the sound, but they help with like the louder sounds in the houses.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I feel like my hearing is going from going through all these haunted houses. I'm not gonna lie. So yeah,
it is smart. Might
see me with earplugs next year at HHN.
Yeah, I might have to too.
Maybe it'll be smart, but yeah. Okay, so
anyway,
4th of July room, I love, you know, we got the whole don't play with fireworks kind of thing with the rocket shoved into the mouth. What's interesting is also, I want to talk about this, in I believe it was 2019 or 2018, I get it confused, Hollywood did Holidays in Hell,
2019, it was this past 2019.
year. 2018 it was a scare zone.
Okay.
And then 2019, they made it into a house. It's really cool. It's a lot of the same premise. Just take away blood and guts. Take away like the host and the whole TV aspect of it. And it was going through the holidays, but they did, I think, more holidays than Blood and Guts did. But their 4th of July room was so funny. Just because I've seen walkthroughs of it. They had an actor who would like sit in a thing where it looked like his legs were blown off. Yes. And he had like a firework in his hand. And he would just sit there and be like, ooh.
Yeah,
I know it's really not funny. It really does happen to people, but like, you got to be smarter with fireworks, guys. Like,
oh yeah,
kind of asking for it. But I think it's so funny that they shoved a fucking rocket in the corpse's mouth.
My God, right?
And zombie Uncle Sam. I mean, same. me the last 4 years. On to the next thing.
Oh my God.
Dude, I'm on it. I had sugar before we started. Let's go. from there, our next holiday is Easter. And I have heard so much about this Easter room because of what appears. So what you see are like Easter confetti kind of everywhere. Right? Like that's the straw shit that goes in the Easter basket.
Yeah.
God, am I the only one who hates that stuff?
I don't like
it. Gets
either,
everywhere. It doesn't do anything. It does, and it used, like, most people used to use the cellophane shit, and that shit is just plastic. So why do we need that? I know this is a horror podcast, and this is an HHN episode, but holy shit. Use like fucking shredded paper. I don't know. Like, come on, guys. Something. Where am I going with this, Cece?
I don't know. I don't like that shit either.
Well, I'm glad. You know what? Thank you for coming to my TED Talk about fucking Easter basket confetti bullshit. so So I guess for in there, like from the basket confetti bullshit, people pop out. It says surprise guests.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either, but I do remember watching the video. There's all these freaky Easter bunnies running around.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was just Easter bunnies in this room, but whatever. I'm trying to, I know that there was a picture, the fucking Easter bunny though. Okay, so let's talk about what most people talk about in this room. At the end of this room, I believe it was the end, yeah, there is what they call the Feaster Bunny. And it is an evil giant bunny with like the fucking biggest buck teeth with blood on them, fucking grubbiest little claw fingers, and he's just like, ah!
Oh my god.
There's my noise. That was my Feaster Bunny noise, thank you.
Oh that is, god. I love
that's
it.
The best moment. That's the best moment I think we've had.
That's great.
He's fucking, he looks like a wolf. He actually kind of looks
he's
like a wolf.
Terrifying. Bunny. I'm looking at him right now.
Mm-mm. And I can see that there were like baby chicks like on the walls like yeah. behind him.
It looked like an acid trip in this picture.
It really does. Oh my god.
Oh man. Wow.
I really missed out on this house, guys.
Yeah, they better bring it back.
It's fucking wild.
It's cool.
And then, yeah, there is a picture of him like hunched over further down. It's so funny because he kind of looks like one of my rats.
Oh my god.
He literally looks like one of my rats. He looks like Jack or Eddie. Just like mother.
Oh, I see him. I see him with his
He's
teeth.
Like, why? He's like, why no food? It literally, that's a meme. Like, why is nobody, he literally just goes, why?
I'm looking at this picture, I'm dying.
It's the red one. You see him, right?
Yes, we have to save yeah. this one and put it in our
Okay. Guys, right now, while you're listening, if you're like grab your phone, if you're not listening on your phone, minimize the tab, keep listening. Fucking go to our Twitter. See if he's gonna make sure that she puts this in the tweet announcing the episode. The Easter bunny is literally just going, whoa.
Oh my god. Oh shit. Anyway.
Oh my god, did you just send it on Twitter?
Yes.
To me.
So that we have
to us.
I love it.
When the Scream Queens release 3 episodes in 1 week.
Right?
That's the meme. That's you know who that is? That's Aaron and Timmy on Wednesdays.
Oh my god.
And they complain about all their podcasts dropping episodes and they're like,
like stop dropping episodes on Wednesdays.
The picture is literally Easter Bunny going, why? I'm crying. Oh my god. Okay.
This is great. All right.
Where were we? This episode's fucking off the fucking rails. I mean, normally we're off the rails, but this one I think might have just taken.
Maybe. I don't know. Our freaking Friday one was a little wild.
I don't want to talk about the Friday episode. I'm still bitter.
That's okay. It's all good.
There's no reason the original should be behind 7.
8.
Whatever. I will go to my grave shouting that from the room.
It's okay.
Whatever.
Anyway. Ah! Oh my god. All right.
Okay. the feaster bunny would attack from the left and go, why? And then Okay. Ooh. Oh, Scream Queens. Okay. Oh. Okay. After this scene, the next holiday would be Arbor Day. Everyone fucking loves Arbor Day, right?
Yeah, we gotta love the trees.
Save the trees, man. Save the trees, smoke the trees, whatever you want to do. That one's for Teddy. So in Arbor Day, we see a girl sawing a man in half. They said feminism. Distracting guests from different actors, which would pop out on the sides of the room. And at the end of the scene, a giant fucking tree would attack guests.
God, can you imagine that?
Does this house just sound like one big acid trip to you, or is it
yes,
me?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Absolutely. An evil tree.
I want a picture. Man. There's some evil trees in Little Nemo, I think the movie, and they're pretty freaky.
Yeah, I don't know if you have you seen the walkthrough of Roanoke, AHS Roanoke from Hollywood a couple years ago?
No.
So they had a like massive voodoo doll tree looking stilt character, and it would be in this room, and there was like four of them on the walls that you would have to walk by, and they all just look like mannequins, and then one would like run at you. That's what I'm imagining here.
Wow. Yeah, probably.
Just a big old tree. I don't even see any pictures of the tree.
No, I don't either.
What is that like grassy thing? Oh, so I going back to Easter, I see the Easter grass. It wasn't the cellophane kind, so I take back my remarks, but fuck cellophane. Cellophane, Mr. Oh cellophane. God. Sorry. God, this. Okay. I'm trying to find the trees. I'm sorry. Yeah, they're not here. Whatever. So there was a big tree that would jump out and attack the guests. So from there, we go to St. Patrick's Day, where guests would walk around a pot of gold in the center of the room, and evil leprechauns would attack from behind rocks in different areas. I love it. Wow. It's just a scene from Leprechaun.
I know, right? I love the little pot of gold just sitting in like the middle of the room. It's great.
Mm-hmm. And the leprechauns were kind of freaky looking.
Oh, yeah.
I think, oh my God, where is it? Yeah, they had like these elongated faces with just like big red bushy eyebrows sticking out and red
hair. Oh my God, I love it.
Why was everything so crazy? I mean, I know why everything was so crazy looking. It looks like
this is just a wild.
Like over exaggerated horror. Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. I love it. Oh my God. Okay. So from St. Patrick's Day, where we would have all the leprechauns. Then we go into President's Day, and President's Day. Oh, so you walk into the Oval Office and see a fucking ticking time bomb on the desk as George Washington and Abe Lincoln zombies attack from corners of the room.
Oh my God, the Abe Lincoln zombie is so weird looking.
I love know. It. We have so many pictures to post. Of the this
person in this pose wearing a Halloween Rob Zombie shirt. Yes.
Oh my God. And there like there was a massive like a ticking time bomb, and there was a red button on it, and I do know it was a GAT, so if you hit the red button some things happened. And there was like a briefcase full of money on the desk too. It was crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. I That's crazy. I can you believe that they got away with putting a bomb in the Oval Office in a house?
Times were different, I guess. I don't know.
I know. I hate to be like that person, but I really feel like that shit wouldn't have flown. No.
No, I don't think so.
I feel like, yeah, somebody would have been like, it's rude and it's insensitive and it's insinuating that you want to blow up the White House. Just, I don't know. That's Karen. That's my Karen voice now. So, yeah. I mean, it's cool. I think it's a great concept. I just don't know if they would have gotten away with it in 2020. Yeah, there wouldn't have been a house in 2020. Yeah, no, I'm not trying to like shit on it. I think that's cool.
Yeah.
And from there, we then go into Thanksgiving.
Ooh.
Thanksgiving.
I know, right? They should have turkey in there.
Oh my God. Ah, turkey. Can you imagine walking by and she's like, nice tits, bitch.
Hey, they did that one thing in Evil Dead. Ash versus Evil Dead. What was it?
Hello, pussies.
I'm like, oh my God, they did that. They could do nice tits, bitch.
I fucking, when she came out and said, hello, pussies, I was jumping up and down squealing with delight. Because I wasn't expecting that.
Was not either, but she scared the fuck out of me too. So I was like screaming.
I was giddy. I was like, yay! And the team member was just like, wow. It was so good. Okay. So what we see is, you know, Thanksgiving scene. We see the table with all, you know, the fixins and the setup. But the turkey's a little weird. It's actually grandma. And she's roasted and tied up like a turkey on the table.
Oh, my God.
And throughout the room, pilgrims and Native Americans attack.
Wow. They're just attacking guests. That's
wild.
That's so wild. Yeah,
just, you know, popping out. Are you sure this isn't a John Waters movie? Like,
I don't know. Grandma what this is a person. I love it, though.
Oh, I so wish. Can I have a time machine, please?
Something.
I know. Maybe they'll bring it back. It's okay.
Maybe.
So from Thanksgiving, there's only one more holiday, I think, that we're really going to go to. And that, of course, is Christmas. Mm-hmm. So in the Christmas scene, we see Santa's overworked elves attacking, blasting toy machine guns around a fireplace and Christmas tree. As you enter the room, Mrs. Claus is seen dead on a table, strangled with Christmas lights and with stab wounds in her back. As we round the corner past the Christmas tree, Santa is shown decapitated on a chair with bullet holes dotting the wall behind him as more toy machine gun blasting elves attack guests from throughout the room.
Jeez. Those elves are pretty pissed off.
There was a fucking elf massacre. There was an elf massacre, and
oh my god.
I didn't get to experience it.
They said, fuck this. We're not doing this work for this low of a pay. It's like the Disney College program.
Oh my god, can you imagine if all this fucking CPs revolted on Bob Chapek now? Iger and Chapek. And Josh DeMauro, and they were just like, fuck you! Give us our fucking new housing now!
Oh god.
I don't even know where this episode went.
I have a feeling people are just gonna crack up though, so it's okay.
If they got this far, no, I'm kidding. fuck Christmas. So the final scene after, you know, that amazing, amazing Christmas room is one final transition room where H.R. Blood and Guts appears on a TV screen and concludes the Midnight Horror Show's Holidays of Horror broadcast before slitting the producer's throat, and then the guests exit the house.
Wow, what a way to walk out of that house.
Wow. Wow. Ah.
How? Oh my god, this was pretty freaking wild, man. Like, it's so gory. I love it.
I know, and like the pictures online are fucking gory.
Yes.
Of the house and like the walkthrough, like the bodies that are like being cut in half, there's one that's like split down the fucking middle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Crazy. I love gore. I love when they do like overly gory houses. Mm-hmm. You know, the gore porn houses. I think they're great. And this was the comedy house, and it sounds like might have been the blood house too.
Oh yeah, a little bit of both for sure.
Yeah, it's great.
It's awesome.
And I love Blood and Guts' look too.
Me too.
It is so like over exaggerated. They have like they grayed his skin out, so he's like gray and sickly looking. He's got these massive mutton chops. they've like hollowed out his eyes with a bunch of black, like almost like Beetlejuice style kind of mm-hmm. eyeshadow.
Yep.
His throne is so cute.
I know. I love it.
It's got skulls all over it and snakes, and it's got like a bat. Oh,
I want to have Blood that like, is great. For myself. No.
Can you no, I mean same. Honestly, same.
Yes.
That or the fucking the Rob Zombie throne from Hellbilly Deluxe last year.
I'm obsessed with that.
I know. Dude, the elves were so creepy looking. They look like store-bought elf masks.
They look kind of like
bruised up.
They look kind of better than they look kind of like now, like they've improved on those for the Tooth Fairy house. Kind of, they look kind of similar.
No. Oh my god!
Like you're the crazy. Tooth Fairy ones are better. Is what I'm saying, obviously, but they kind of they've just got that goblin-y look to them, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But they're like they're supposed to look happy. They have like these big eyes and
yeah.
It's oh my god, this is
red
so
hair
good.
Or whatever. I love it.
Yeah, I'm going through all the pictures online. We're gonna post a bunch of these guys, don't worry. And if you wanna look at like all of them, because there's a bunch, It's halloweenhorrornights.fandom.com/wiki/HR Blood and Guts presents Holidays of Horror. So just look that up. And there are so many cool pictures. I'm sorry if you guys can hear. My roommates are talking.
Well, you can't hear anything, so.
Oh, that's good. They're loud. I love them. They'll probably listen to this later and be like, I'm not loud. Yeah, so that is HR Blood and Guts, guys. I do have some trivia. It's not really trivia. It's like fun facts. So the decapitated Santa Claus in the Christmas scene was also used in Psychoscarapy Home for the Holidays.
Yes.
Which is another house I'm like, oh, I wish I could have seen.
House. Yes.
In the President's Day room, the ticking time bomb was with the red button was actually a gat. And if you hit it, it would actually blow the room up. Fog would fill the room and strobe lights would go off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Dude, that's like the coolest gat. That is the coolest gat. Cool. Normally it's just water, like a puff of air, noise. That's
I love it.
So before that, the year before, they had used another gat in Psychoscarapy Echoes of Shady Brook. So I don't know if those were like the first time it was recorded, because I know they've been doing it for almost ever. There was another, it's not a gat. This one is an actor activated. So an at, I guess.
Okay.
So I'm going to call it that. So what it was in the first scene of the house in the studio, there was a red button that was somewhere in the room, and Blood and Guts could push it if you asked him.
Ooh, I love that.
But it doesn't say what would happen. I know. Does anybody know what would happen if they pushed it? If he pushed it, can you tell us? Because there's nothing on here.
I don't know.
I would love to know. I know. The music used in the queue is a remix of the Munsters theme, because Blood and Guts was actually kind of modeled after Grandpa from the Munsters in a way. Mm-hmm. Taken inspiration from. We Are Santa's Elves from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was played in the Christmas scene, which I love that movie.
My God, me too.
Oh, I love it. And if you guys did not notice, there are only a few holidays that are not represented. Halloween is one of them.
Yeah.
So we don't get Halloween. And I do know Holidays in Hell did have a Halloween room in Hollywood. So that was a big difference. They also did New Year's. And I think that's it. Oh, there might be more. I don't really remember off the top of my head. But yeah, Halloween's not present in the house. For the first time since 2004, the queue line, like I said in the beginning, entered at the Beetlejuice Theater.
Yes.
And that is it.
If you've made it this far, no.
I know. If you guys made it this far in this like hot mess of an episode, good for you. You deserve a drink, a treat. I don't know.
A treat. Made me think of like a damn pet or something. Here you go. Here's a treat. Sorry. No, I'm just kidding. It's like. It's just a treat, you know.
Yeah, no, just get like treat yourself. I don't know, what's the holidays? Yourself. I don't really know. Yeah. HR Blood and Guts. Wait, let me tell you my theory.
Oh, I remembered.
We've talked about it, Cece. My theory is because there was a rumored Cary, Ohio house for HHN30. If everything goes off, you know, next year in 2021 as planned and they keep the houses, I am almost positive if we're having a Cary house, we will see HR Blood and Guts.
I really hope
they can't visit Cary. Yeah, they can't visit Cary and not
have this
and not go to the studio.
Dude on there. I know. Like, what?
Like, yeah, I think
if you ask a lot of people, I feel like he's so iconic. Like, to me personally, he should be one of those, like, non-named icons in a way. You know what I mean?
I think he is considered like a secondary icon, like below the main whatever seven. Because I think he's like with Bone Daddy and like, isn't he? Is he not on the shirt?
No, I don't believe so. Because Meaty Meats is on there, but I don't believe he's on there.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Huh. Why?
Yeah, that makes me sad.
Me with the bunny picture going, why? That's my new thing. I'm going to post it on Twitter all the time. Leave me alone. Yeah, I love it. And last week we talked about Shelby's art, Wendigutz. Was it last week? It was last week. She actually released an HR Blood and Guts print. I am waiting on it to arrive. I purchased it.
Yes.
I believe it's sold out now, but sometimes she brings them back. Mm-hmm. So don't worry if you didn't get it. It might show up again.
It is sold out, yes, currently. However, she does have up the December print collection, so that may be part of it. So you may still be able to collect it by buying that.
I think she said which ones were part of it. It's Yeti. It's Yeti Forward.
Yeti was the first one.
Yeah.
No worries.
But that's okay. She might bring it back. I know she's talked about a calendar because she's almost at 12.
Yes.
So keep your eyes out. And I do think, back to the Carrie house really quickly, I do think, you know, if it does happen, it's going to be, I'm sorry, HR Blood and Guts, I think we're going to see some kind of slaughter cinema.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what else.
Because, like, Psycho Scarapy takes place in Carrie, so we might see, or Shady Brook, we might see Shady Brook. We might see, there's a lot. So I think if they're going to do Carrie, they're going to do their top, and I think those three will definitely be seen.
For sure.
That's my speculation. So we might not be too far away from seeing Blood and Guts again.
I hope so.
I know.
Now I regret not having the money to buy the print.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to rub it in.
It is what it is, man. It's okay. Yeah. I'm going to get my Vamp 85 one, so.
Yes.
All right. But I mean, this was a trip, and I love it, and I really hope we get to see at least the character back again. In the station would be cool as like a room in the house. But yeah. HR Blood and Guts.
I know. do you want to do housekeeping this week?
Yeah. Do we have anything else before I go into it?
No, I think I'm good.
Okay. All right. So, guys, you know the drill. You can hit us up at ScreamQueens85 on Twitter. We have a Facebook, The Scream Queens. It's a like page. I do post there a little bit more often than we were before. We do have an Instagram. It's The Scream Queens Podcast. And you can also email us at thescreamqueens85@gmail.com if you ever have any ideas or anything you want us to cover. We do have kind of an exciting piece of news. We're just going to tease very, very short about it. But basically just want to say that we have a lot of interesting and fun things coming in the new year. Mm-hmm. That's all we're really going to say, I think, right now. Yeah. Until we get a little closer to that.
Yep. Just look out for some announcements from the Scream Queens in the beginning of 2021.
Yes. It's very exciting stuff.
I know. I can't wait. Yay!
Me neither.
Did I have any? I feel like I had something I wanted to add and I lost it. I got excited because you started talking about next year. Whatever.
Well, it is what
it's
it is.
Okay.
We remember later.
Oh, wait. No, I do remember.
Oh, go ahead.
I do remember. So definitely check out our Twitter because I wanted to give Cece a little shout out here. She fucking kicks ass on our Twitter. She posted a poll last night about video games people want to see at HHN. And the conversations that started, like, if y'all are interested in video games, HHN, dude, the shit that people were posting was so good. The ideas, I would love to see more of that. So definitely check out our Twitter because I'm pretty sure we're going to post more polls soon and questions and stuff like that.
Yes, thank you guys so much for that. I did not expect all of that feedback. That was great. I'm not a big gamer, but I really like to see people talk about their passions. And I was trying to think of some games that were popular right now. And I think Five Nights at Freddy's was one of the highest ranked. And I definitely think that would work well for a house. So maybe we'll see it in the future.
Yeah, and people were like, I forgot about Alice the Madness Returns. That was my favorite game. And someone mentioned it, and I was like, oh, my God. Oh, yes. Thank you. Forgot about that game. I used to spend hours.
I never played it, but hours I hearing about it. Yeah.
It's so good. So, yeah, check that out. You guys know where to find us. I have some fun guest spots coming up that we will, you know, announce next week once the episodes are out. We play Among Us a lot, so check out Teddy's Twitch.
Yeah, so Teddy, my husband, he'll stream when we play Among Us. And if you ever want to join us, let us know.
Yes.
We're always looking for new people to play with. So,
yeah.
All right.
I think that's it.
All right, guys. Well, this has been another great episode, a hilarious one. And thank you for listening. We love you all. Thank you for your support. Wow, I can't talk. And stay spooky. Please continue to wear your masks if you are, or stay home if you can. We just wanted things to get back to somewhat normality here, and soon they will. I have a good feeling. All right, guys.
I want to go to HHN 30.
Sorry. Yeah, right? Yeah, me too. That we all do.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.